Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spider-Man, Dark Knight, the Avengers, there's no shortage of superheroes right now, accompanied by super budgets and mega advertising campaigns. But what about the local heroes, the ones who make great movies on a shoestring and whose films end up showing on a single screen in one theater? Don't they deserve to be talked about too? So this week I'm only reviewing indie productions that deserve to be seen. No big budgets, no big studios. I'm talking about two dramas. One's with a boy whose life might be saved by punk rock, and another about a woman whose life might be ruined by a surprise visit. And there's a concert film about a musician who goes back to his Toronto roots, and a found footage horror movie that goes back to its roots on videotape.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
First, Union Square, directed by Nancy Savoca. Jen, played by Tammy Blanchard, is a neat and waspy, pretty, quiet, and tidy and anal professional, originally from Maine, living with her boyfriend in downtown Manhattan. She doesn't drink or smoke. She's a vegetarian, a yoga enthusiast, and she runs a health food company out of her apartment. Her boyfriend and fiancé, Bill, is a Wall Street Stanford grad and a marathon runner. He calls her Twig. They're happy. Their lives are absolutely perfect. Then, into their rarefied existence drops Lucy, played by Mira Sorvino, a loud-mouthed, gaudily dressed woman with a strong accent who seems to know Jen for some reason. Soon revealed, she is her sister. But she talks at twice Jen's volume. She interrupts her, laughs, shrieks, cries, breaks all the house rules. No shoes, pets, cigarettes, or meat. Even in the first few minutes she's in the apartment off Union Square, she's a working class Italian American from the Bronx. But what does that mean? That means Jen is too. And guess who's coming to dinner? It's Rob's parents, even as Lucy camps out on the couch. Lucy's shopping bag she carries everywhere are like a magician's bag of tricks. She pulls out a depressed old dog named Murray and a selection from Miami Sound Machine. But as Lucy spreads herself out, Jen becomes increasingly tense. Will Jen's house of cards collapse as Bill discovers her real origins? Can she still pass as a suburban, educated New England wasp? And will Lucy get a chance to tell Jen the important news she brings? So Union Square, which director Savoca shot in a friend's apartment with a naturalistic handheld camera, functions like a tight one-act play with revelations, gradual changes in character, and a final cathartic scene about what's behind the two sisters' infighting. Mira Sorvino and Tammy Blanchard are terrific as the sisters. Union Square is a short, sweet, tender, and really funny family drama.
These are all your problems. Take your eyes off your TV. Occupy the easy streets. Cops, batons, and smiling mayors.
Next, Fat Kid Rules the World, directed by Matthew Lillard. So Troy, played by Jacob Wysocki, is a depressed, self-loathing, overweight teenager who lives with his rigid disciplinarian single father, who's an ex-Marine, and his obnoxious jock younger brother. He has a crush on a girl who doesn't know he exists, and he was abandoned by his best friend when his mom died, and his only contact is with anonymous game players he meets online. So one day he just decides to end it all, to jump in front of a bus. But just before it hits him, out of nowhere comes this homeless, drug-addicted, punk rocker dropout, played by Matt O'Leary, who saves his life, and then asks for a few bucks for food. Gradually, they get to know one another, and he tells Troy they can form a punk band together, Marcus on the guitar, and Troy on the drums, in exchange for a bed to sleep in or maybe some food. Troy finds new status with his irresponsible but popular musician as his new friend. So will the painfully shy Troy gain the self-confidence he needs to escape his depression? Will he bend his father's hard heart? And will Marcus ever realize he's got to overcome his addictions if he ever wants a normal life? So it's based on a teen novel, and it's a good coming-of-age story by first-time director Matthew Lillard, the iconic Generation X actor who became a symbol of the youth counterculture in movies like Scream, Scooby-Doo, and Hackers. O'Leary and Wysocki, as the two main characters, have a great dynamic to the relationship, and they really carry the movie through. This is a good movie. Neil Young Journeys, directed by Jonathan Demme. Okay, I have to admit, one of my earliest memories of Neil Young was being woken up as a kid at a sleepover party on a Saturday morning by someone playing Heart of Gold at full blast. I declared war on him for ruining my sleep. I despised the repetitive, simplistic lyrics, the plodding music, his high-pitched, whiny voice. But at some point in my life, my brain clicked. And I discovered I actually do like Neil Young. He's actually good. I don't know when it happened, but it happened. So this is the same thing that might happen to you if you've never heard his music before and you show up for this movie by the legendary Canadian. Neil Young's Journey is a solo concert film of him at a Massey Hall in downtown Toronto. He accompanies himself on guitar, piano, even an amazing rendition of After the Gold Rush on a pipe organ that he plays. The film alternates between the musician with a travelogue of a visit to his childhood home in Omimi, Ontario, near Peterborough, and the long drive into Toronto with his brother. The slow, easy drive mirrors the relaxed pace of the concert film. Occasionally, Jonathan Demme gets carried away with baffling 5-minute extreme close-ups of Neil Young's grizzled lower lip and chin, but on the whole, is a beautiful, skillful, committed, and often moving record of a concert back in his hometown. He plays a selection of his hits from the 70s and 80s, like Ohio and Out of the Blue, and newer songs from a recent album, Le Noise. While visually it's very plain, musically it's sophisticated and very satisfying, so just close your eyes, relax, and enjoy this movie. And finally, VHS. This played at a recent summer series at Toronto After Dark. It's found footage horror at its best. Found footage is like Blair Witch Project or Paranormal Activity. So when a bunch of petty hoods are told to break into a home and steal a VHS tape there, they discovered a cache of extremely creepy, random, violent, and occasionally funny homemade snuff films. So the movie consists of replaying these scary clips on an old TV as they watch it. So there's one super creepy travel video of these boyfriend-girlfriend traveling in the Southwest, but in between their travelogue, someone's breaking into their hotel room and taking pictures of them. There's also a captured Skype conversation between two lovers with unusual things appearing behind one of their heads. And there's a failed attempt at amateur porn by some guys who pick up two drunk women in a bar. But will the sexual predators end up as prey? So there's a few others, but every style is very different, but they're all really scary, occasionally super gory in the extreme. This is for true horror lovers. The shot films were all complete stories, but they seemed also a little bit like the six directors making demo versions for later, longer movies. So look out for this compilation. It's definitely worth seeing on a scary, rainy night. And can I say it again? It's extremely scary. Neil Young's Journey, Union Square, and Fat Kid Rules the World. I'll open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. And I hope VHS will also soon show up in a theater someday. Also worth seeing is the New Zealand Indigenous family drama, Boy. It opens at the TIFF Bell Lightbox this weekend. And the Shin Sedai Film Festival, chock full of the best of Japanese pop culture on film, on right now. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.